Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, the one who created mankind to both them on his side and Allah Ta'ala has put them in various kinds of trials, some of good and some of bad. Have you witnessed that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah? The one has no partners, no associates. Glorify be Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Have you witnessed that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah? The best of his slaves, who's gone very fast to the pleasure of his Lord, who was seeking forgiveness of Allah all the time. The one who knows his Lord the most, the one who fears him amongst all creation the most. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, his family and companions. After what? Slaves of Allah, fear Allah and be upon the proper fearing of Allah. Always make your deed in the pleasure of Allah. O Muslims, no one amongst us has a doubt that we are living in a time which is full of trials, as the deeds are very little, while the blessings from Allah are massive and too much. And that's why some of the Salaf, pious predecessors, used to say, if you see Allah giving more and more of his blessings and grace to a slave who is continuing to disobey Allah, then you have to know that it is kind of attraction to make him die on his bad deeds. As what Allah Ta'ala says as in Surah Al-Ma'arij, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِيرٍ وَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Oh dear brother, just a few days ago, we lived, we felt, we tested the meaning of the Hadith Qudsi in which Allah Ta'ala said to the slaves, oh my slaves, my goodness is coming down to you, and your evil is rising up to me. Yes, it is as said in the Hadith, I swear by Allah that all the Muslims lived during Ramadan, the meaning of kindness, of mercy in those days, while listening to the Quran with all of its beauty, while standing in the night and the time in which dua is mostly being hear from Allah Ta'ala. Yes, these are great blessings. The enemy is changed. Iman is increased. Fasting, praying at night, prayer, supplication, charity. At that time, suddenly, an ignorant, an arrogant have annoyed us by his mobile phone. Those who change the mercy to be a kind of punishment. Those who change the goodness to evil. There, struggling started between the believers and the shayateen of mankind. At the time when Allah Ta'ala completed the mercy for the people of fasting, when they have just had their breakfasting, and they were happy for their breakfast, at that time, the hands of evil media extended and expanded to them to steal the happiness and pleasure from their mouths, from their faces, by the programs that they have played and movies, and which the extent of grace and the wide mercy that Allah bestowed upon us might change to be a banishment. And once they have finished watching these programs, which have disobeyed Allah and which Allah Ta'ala dislikes, at that time they turn to another sin, smoking cigarettes or buying, wasting money and health, till they came to the Isha prayer, making all the good people run away from them and hate to be close to them, as well as the angel who's been designated to take the Quran from the mouth of the reciter, who will come to have the bad smell coming together with the Quran. Isn't this a real prevention and kind of trial? So why we people of Quran, people of Ramadan, why in the whole year we take excuses that the shaitan had misled us, and we were victims for shaitan, which we don't see him or his followers, but they see us. If that is true, then what is the excuse for us for being disobeying Allah in the time where there is no misguided for us except ourselves? All you believers, In Ramadan, the Muslims live, and it's night, the life of believers, by what it contains, from the recitation of the Quran, and standing before Allah, standing in tranquility and humility, crying, admitting the sin, seeking forgiveness of the Lord, asking Him to guide our hearts. While we are like that, suddenly one of us, however, more than one, from amongst ourselves, not from the enemy, comes to the masjid to destroy our happiness, our pleasure, our tranquility by his mobile phone, by the music that he sits in his mobile phone as a reminder of a call received or a message received. All you who believe in Allah, verily, music and songs are forbidden, and this is something known from the time of the descent of Quran, and it is the way and the madhab of all the grand ulama. And whoever says opposite of that, he has no any rules on what he says. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Luqman, Ayah 6, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. From mankind, there is somebody who will buy the false speech in order to misguide the people from the way of Allah with no knowledge. Ibn Abbas explained lahu al-hadith here, the false speech. He said it is from Mujahid, one of the Imams of Tafsir. He said it is the false enjoyment and drums or music. Al-Hasan al-Basri says, this ayah was descended to declare the ruling of songs and music. Ibn Mas'ud says, by the one whom no deity worthy of worship but him, it is song. As that saying, Jabir, Ikrimah, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, Makhud, Maymun ibn Mihran, Amr ibn Shu'ayb, and others say the same. As well as Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah. And the tafsir, which is called Tafsir al-Jalalayn, when it explained the ayah of Surah al-Isra, ayah 64, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ, and attract whomsoever you can from them by your voice. It was said that your voice here means songs and music. As in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, in the ayah of Surah Al-Furqan, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ, Imam Ibn Kathir said that Muhammad ibn Hafiyya, the grandson of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, which is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, said that الزُّور, the false fear, is songs. So should we fear Allah, our slaves of Allah, and repent from these sins? As Sheikh Muhammad al-Murajjid was asked about this, about putting or using music to be the reminder of mobile phones. And he says, using the music to be a reminder in mobile phones is munkar, is false, wa muharram, and forbidden. And it's become worse when it is played in the masajid, in Buyutullah. That is because it is a declaration and announcement of the batil and forbidden of the batil, the false, and the muharram, the forbidden thing, in this place, the best place of the ear. So the one who is doing that will be in a great sin, and his punishment is going to be great as well. As we all know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that music and songs are forbidden. Then the Sheikh continued to say, and from what we can bring your attention to is that even if the reminder of your mobile phone is not something forbidden, however, it is better that you shut off your phone or you make it on silent once you come to the masjid, so you don't annoy the people who are praying. However, the speech of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Najd is completed, and I said, however, some of our good brothers and sisters, when they saw other people playing music in their mobile phones, they wanted to do something more religious than using music, but it was also wrong. They used Quran, supplication, and adhan as a reminder for a received call or message. And this, besides what can surround it from being used in places which is not good for dhikr, or times which is not good for dhikr, however, it is also kind of mocking Quran and adhan and dua, as some of them, just as in the middle of the dua or middle of the ayah, they stop it to talk to someone, to the person who's calling. Sheikh Mu'fad Abdul Rahman Al-Aiban was asked about this, and he said, adhan and the ayat of Quran is from the dhikr of Allah, and the dhikr of Allah must be protected from being used in such a way, or used in a way that is not being defended for. And then he said, using the adhan or Quran for reminding of a received call, instead of using the bells or musical sounds in your mobile phone or other than the phone, it's something that is not from the Sharia, and something that the dhikr is not made for. Besides that, this kind of thing or action shows the disrespect to this dhikr, as it might be played in toilets or even in the masjid, and make noise to those who are praying. And then he said, and that's why we say using adhan or Quran as a reminder instead of the bells or musical reminder is forbidden and not allowed. To hear his beat is finished. So we have to fear Allah and deal with the grace and blessings of Allah by a way that they are not to be raised and not to be a dalil against us and the day of resurrection and a cause for banishment in this life. So we have to be careful of that and be real Muslims who know how to use whatever Allah Ta'ala created in order to reach the Jannah of Allah and be on the pleasure of Allah. Wallahu A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.